We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
State officials are launching an investigation into San Francisco's housing approval process, adding they are concerned the process has become politicized. Phil, what's behind the investigation?
About 50 years of politics. To be quite honest with you, Governor Gavin Newsom, as mayor of San Francisco, saw it firsthand, and so did a number of members of his cabinet. So now the California Department of Housing and Community Development is launching the first of its kind investigation into why San Francisco is so far behind when it comes to building houses or any type of structures. I mean, it can take you 18 months just to get a remodeling permit for a business. It can take years to get any sort of housing projects approved. And it's not new, and a lot of it comes down to district elections. The fact that the Board of Supervisors are at the hub of this, and they're the ones that are going to be under investigation. That's why the mayor is embracing the investigation, and the planning department is, and the building department. It's because they are all pointing fingers at the Board of Supervisors.
Well, that's interesting. They point out, the state does, that this is the first investigation of its kind. It's the first one they've ever done. They are highlighting it. There wasn't any particular incident that kind of just pushed it over the edge?
Well, there were two. There was a big building project, 300 more units on Stevenson's near the Nordstrom's, and a second one up on the Geary Street or that they were looking at, and that got rejected by the Board of Supervisors. And this is how it works, Patty and Brett. Let me break it down to you. San Francisco has district elections. So in order for any project, big or small, just about to get approved, you got to have the nod of your district supervisor. Because if they don't want it, then the rest of the board's not going to approve it. And San Francisco has built it up so that even if you get through the building department, the planning department, all the departments, you can still have it taken to the Board of Supervisors for thumbs up or thumbs down. Now, sometimes it's the neighbors. They don't want the housing. They don't want the single building turned into a fourplex or the elevated to have 8 apartments in it or 10 apartments. There's height limits. There's traffic limits. They just don't want it next door. Other times, it gets down to, okay, you're going to do one of these big projects we've seen, so you have to have an affordable housing component, they call it. That means a certain number of the units have to be under market value in order to help poor folks get into the housing market. You have to sit down and cut a deal about how you're going to do that. Are you going to have it on site there, or are you going to kick some money into a nonprofit who happens to be the friend of the supervisor and have it built elsewhere? It goes around and around like this, and it often leads to delays, like I said, of years, and that's why the governor is looking at it. It's high profile. He's hoping to use it as an example to show other Bay Area and California cities that he means business when it comes to this type of thing. It's going to be interesting because, like I said, it's going to all point to the Board of Supervisors in the end.
Yeah, using San Francisco as an example. Phil, we'll be following it with you, and thank you so much for your time. It's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.